Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Aprajita from Why Not Mint Money podcast. And today, on the occasion of National Doctors' Day, which is observed on 1st July every year, I have invited Dr. Bakshi Hathiram. She is president of All India Rhinology Society and she has experience of over 34 years in the medical industry. I have also with me Abhishek Pondia. He is Principal Officer and Managing Director at SecureNorth.in. It's an insurtech firm.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Welcome, Dr. Bakshi, and welcome, Abhishek.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Aprajita.
I'll begin with you, Doctor. You are in a noble profession and people put faith in you. But what if something goes wrong? So what are some legal challenges that doctors face?
So nowadays, we are seeing a lot of public awareness regarding legalities that we've been seeing in our profession and of course everywhere else also because of the use of the net. You have access to various issues. And recently, we've been seeing a lot of litigation cases for something which is not the doctor's fault, not negligence. I mean, personally, this is my opinion, and I'm sure it's true. Not a single doctor will wish that his surgery or his treatment fails. Who would wish that? Only it has to be a fool. You know, it's like an engineer thinking, I'll build a bridge, but let it break. Possible. He will do his best to see that, I mean, I get the best result so that this patient goes out and gets 10 other patients saying that this doctor is good. So when something probably goes wrong inadvertently, or it may not even go wrong, you know, there are certain things where patients themselves may think about something and imagine that this is going to be the outcome. Then they see that this is not the outcome. And they get disappointed. They go doctor shopping. Rather than doctor shopping, I've seen many patients going internet shopping.
Google. Dr. Google.
Yes. So we are seeing a lot of such instances, which cuts a very sorry figure for the profession.
So do you recall any incident where it was pure case of and not inadvertent error, but something?
So I get a lot of patients who come to me. I work as head of ENT department at the Nair Hospital, which is a corporation run municipal hospital, as well as I work as an ENT consultant at the HN Reliance Hospital, which is a corporate hospital. Okay. So I do get a lot of patients who have been seeing different doctors, you know. At the same time, there are patients who have been operated by an excellent surgeon. The result is excellent. Yet the patient comes to me saying, I just want a second opinion. Is it done properly? And I wonder what is wrong with you. I mean, you've been treated by somebody who's so good. What do you want me to say? I'll give a simple example of a patient who came to me. Patient had an allergic rhinitis along with sinusitis. So sinusitis means there's inflammation in the sinuses. Okay. And there's allergy in the nose. So the symptoms are the patient gets up in the morning sneezing, nose running, eyes running, you know. And whenever he goes into a dusty environment, he is very miserable. So this patient had his sinuses filled, which I could see from the CT scan. The surgeon before me had done an excellent job. The sinuses were clear. Okay. And he was absolutely fine. He comes to me after almost, I think, 6 to 7 months of surgery, saying, operation achha nahi hua hai, aap wapas karo. I got a CT scan done. Absolutely normal. I said, what do you want me to operate? He's saying, nahi, abhi bhi chheenk aata hai. I said, see, the surgery is to clear your sinuses, not to remove your allergy until your nasal lining is in your nose. You are going to sneeze. You know, it is not possible that I can reduce your frequency of sneezing. I give a simple example. It is like you go to a doctor with fever. You have malaria. Doctor treats you for malaria. Okay. And after this, you expect lifelong, I should not get fever. Fever I have means doctor is bad. It is not possible like that. You know, then he understood. Okay. You know, but he was so angry and so agitated. Theek nahi hua hai, theek nahi hua. Abhi bhi cheeke aati hai. Cheeke toh aane wali hai. Only the frequency, the intensity reduces, which is what I asked him. पहले आपको जितनी छींकें आती थी और अभी आती है उसमें फर्क है क्या? हाँ उसमें फर्क है, लेकिन तो भी छींक आती है, तो मुझे भी छींक आती है ना. प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड, इट इज समथिंग व्हिच इज गोइंग टू हैपन. इट इज नॉट दैट यू विल नेवर स्नीज इन योर लाइफ. सो देयर आर अ लॉट ऑफ मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग इन द पेशेंट्स माइंड्स, यू नो. एंड ऑफ कोर्स यू हैव रिलेटिव्स हु विल गिव यू सम फ्री एडवाइस रिगार्डिंग मेडिसिन. दैट इज द बेस्ट पार्ट ऑफ इट, यू नो. सो आई हैव हैड पेशेंट्स हु कम टू मी एंड एडवाइस मी. You know, there was a young girl who had come to me. I'll give you a very hilarious example. I am a person, see, I have been a teacher to several thousands of ENT students. Everywhere in the world, especially in India, you will see a lot of my students working and doing extremely well everywhere. So I would not do anything wrong. And I'm a surgeon who believes that only if it is required, you take up the patient for surgery. Surgery is the last resort when nothing can help. Okay, so there was a young girl, maybe around 19-20. She was an air hostess, a very pretty girl. She came with her father. Doctor, I want my tonsils removed.
Okay.
This irritates me no end. Okay, the patient advising me what I'm supposed to do. So I said, you can remove. No, I want you to remove. I said, no, I cannot remove your tonsils because you are telling me. If you can remove them, you remove them. What is the problem? No, I have a constant leaking nose and I have a post nasal drip and I always have sore throat. I saw her. Her main complaint was allergy in the nose, which was leaking into the throat and irritating her throat. I said, see, I will not operate you. If I can treat you without surgery, is that okay? The father was very happy. The girl was very, you know, kare yaar, what doctor we've come to, kind of. I said, you try my treatment for at least 3 to 4 weeks. If you don't feel fine, let us what to do. Okay? Because if I remove your tonsils, still you are going to get something called pharyngitis due to that constant.
It may happen.
Within 4 weeks, a patient came and was so happy. She hugged me and said, thank you very much. You have saved me from surgery. No more throat pain. So it's like that. You know, I don't know what they keep doing. Like if I have to go to a lawyer, I will never read law books. I'll go and trust him. Like, you know, but unfortunately, public tendency is changing.
And, some kind of mistrust is building towards doctors.
That's very true. Very true. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and same question for you, Abhishek. So you are in the business of selling professional indemnity insurance. So what sort of cases have you handled? What sort of legal difficulties doctors face?
You know, Prajita, today we serve more than 12,000 doctors across the country, across different specialties. Mm-hmm. And I've seen doctors come across cases which are genuine, filed in a district consumer court. As well as you know, some random lawyer notice, right, which is you know, meant to intimidate them, right, and sometimes they get, you know, hassled in the media, sometimes they get hassled physically. So the moment you don't meet patient expectations, right, doctors have a lot to you know bear the brunt, so to speak, right? In when I look at our data, we see that 1/4 of all our cases, legal cases that are filed against the doctor, are simply because of unfulfilled expectations, right? So it may be because the patient expected a certain level of outcome which could not be met, right? Because you know, that may not be possible to do medically. And that instigates the patient to file a complaint, sometimes legally. In fact, we see 20% of our cases filed because, as Dr. Bina Bachi mentioned, because of limited knowledge of the patient, right? And, you know, because of web search, because of AI, you know, because of the amount of resources you have available at your fingertips, you know, sometimes you tend to extrapolate, you know, and cross-question the doctor, right? And that leads to disputes between the doctor and patient. I think that is increasingly happening over the last few years. And I think it is here to stay.
Right. Okay. So, Dr. Bakshi, so I heard about a case where a nurse forgot a towel inside a woman's, and it was a cesarean for the woman, and that happened.
Yeah,
so, it's a pure case of negligence. So, in your experience, what has been the trend? More of negligence cases or something that is out of control of doctors?
No, very few negligent cases. In fact, I had a patient who came to me after a nasal surgery. with a very renowned ENT specialist, and the mother came to me saying her nose is yet blocked. There is some bleeding coming out from the nose. I said, why didn't you go back to your doctor? You know, I always encourage that you go back to the surgeon who's operated, so that person knows what he or she has done. Then nahi, hum gaye the, do baar gaye, doctor saab bole, theek hai, there's something wrong and we've heard about you and we've come to you. Now, when I saw the nose, there was a pack inside the nose.
Okay.
So, I removed the pack. And the patient was shocked because it was a huge thing, maybe around 6 centimeters. I did it in the OPD. I just removed it off. You know, I could see it. Yeah, it was there, a sponge. And this was around 3 to 4 weeks after surgery. And the mother was shocked, ready to put in a case and, you know, like, how can he do that? I said, no. Sometimes when there is a bleeding, we do remove the pack later on. That's all. Now, if there's somebody else in my place, he will tell the patient, oh, it should not have been done. And it's not right. See, as I explained to you, I believe the doctor will make a mistake by himself. Now, sometimes these packs are removed by nursing staff. They may make a mistake. So what we do in my institutions, both of them, is we write the number of packs in the nose after surgery. And the person who removes it writes 4 removed or 5 removed. I also tell the patient, hey, you check how many have come out, because I don't go to remove the pack. You know, and so it's, so there can be mistakes. It's not, see, we are also human. We are not God. You know, I do understand a mistake by us would be very grievous as compared to a mistake by somebody else. But then you see bridges collapsing. We don't go and beat up the engineers. I mean, one mistake by a doctor and you go and beat up the person. It doesn't make sense. You know, you have to have understanding that this person also is human.
Right.
That is important. That's what I feel.
Correct.
And on our part, we train our doctors. I mean, at least those who come in contact with me, you know, to be more meticulous. And I have seen nowadays, you know, is that doctors don't spend time talking to patients.
Yeah.
This is what I have personally seen. And that makes a very big difference.
The feedback I hear from a lot of people and my own experience.
So, don't spend time talking to patients. They don't spend time answering the questions. And that causes a problem when something goes wrong. Or even when something goes right, but it is not up to your expectation. He was so rude. He was not answering my question. He didn't give time. All that then works up angrily in the mind. Especially when you are paying the doctor. I feel whether you are paying or not, it is duty to explain everything to the patient 10 times.
That's right.
Like, I train my juniors. If you are irritated, the patient is coming and asking the same question again. That means probably you are not able to convey. You do one thing, you give the patient to your senior and tell him, I can't make him understand what he's asking. You talk to him and you stand and see how that person explains. That makes sense.
Right, true. And about trend again, so these litigations, you think, is it rising from the past, or what is the trend on it? And also the profile of people who are doing it, is it mostly educated people from metro cities, or it's all across? So who are the people who are filing cases against doctors?
The trend is definitely increasing because media coverage is very high. You know, so if the media covers and says, oh, this doctor was beat up in this area, the next time something goes wrong, they remember, haan, usko bhi pakad ke maro. It's like that. So media plays a very important role in this. I must tell you that. Yeah, by highlighting these things. And these are negative things. But in the heat of the moment, it becomes really bad. You know, and also it is not a particular demographic. This is even in the rural areas, you have various politicians, political people who will encourage ki, haan, he is not good, you know, jaake aisa karte hain, waisa karte hain. And the same thing is in cities. Now everybody is, I mean, you see the poorest of the poor, no? He may not have money to eat, but he has a mobile for sure. So everybody is savvy, you know, ki, haan, aise ho. So that's the thing, it's sad.
Yeah, and Abhishek, have you observed any trend data coming to you that these are the locations from where such cases are being filed or any?
So, Aprajita, as of today, we have about 180 cases outstanding, which we are working on behalf of doctors you know, who have taken professional indemnity insurance through us. And both in terms of our data as well as what the market data indicates is that for the last 4 to 5 years, the legal disputes have gone up to 2x. They have really, you know, literally doubled over 2x. And there are two broad, you know, reasons for them. One is that it has become easier to file a case against a doctor. Mm. When you look at the Consumer Protection Act of 2019, it has made consumers, at the center of it, right? So today, you no longer need to file a case at the domicile of the service provider. You can file a case in your own domicile. So if a patient traveled from, Bihar to Delhi for treatment, they did not file a case in Delhi. They can go back to Bihar and file a case there, right? The CPA 2019 allows that. The CPA has also empowered the district court to handle cases, up to a crore, right? So the accessibility of the district court is very high as compared to the state or the national commission. So you can have high value, cases being adjudged by the district court. And the penal provisions has also increased, right? So overall, if you see, because of CPA 2019, it has become easier to file a case. And because of awareness, when you have a problem, you would go and file a case. Now, if you look at the other theme, the second theme, the reason why the cases are going up is frivolous cases, which also get, registered against the doctor. In fact, when you look at statistics, 70% of the cases gets dismissed at the district court, right? So what that tell you that it is not because of a negligence of the doctor. Mm-hmm. In fact, to the extent the Karnataka High Court had recently said that they have observed that an unscrupulous section of people have started using the slightest opportunity to sue doctors and hospitals, right? Mm-hmm. So if that kind of an observation is coming from the High Court, right, you can imagine the scenario that is playing out for doctors today.
Right. And even if a doctor hasn't made any error, but a litigation, a notice, legal notice has come to a doctor, then they'll have to answer it. They'll have to represent it some manner. So, doctor, absolutely. What happens when such notices come to doctors? How do they handle it?
Right. So, most of the doctors are not really into law. Mm-hmm. However, nowadays, I have seen a lot of...
How do you even respond, prepare the draft and...
Yeah, it's impossible. And we are so high strung with the surgeries that we are doing, with the patients that we are treating, because you have to remember that we as professionals are dealing with life. Mm-hmm. Unlike any other professional who is an architect or an engineer, he is not dealing with life. So the stress level is there, of course. I don't mean to undermine their stress. But the stress level that we have in our minds, in our subconscious, is at a different level, which is not imaginable by a normal person until you go through the entire medical field, right? Mm-hmm. And what happens is when such a notice comes, you are so worried and so tensed, it just throws you off balance. You don't know whom to go to, whom to talk to. What are you supposed to reply? How soon should you reply this kind of a notice? Is it very urgent? Is it not urgent? So there are a lot of confusions. Mm-hmm. And that is where I would say professional indemnity plays a very, very big role in our lives. Because it, that is one aspect that is taken care of by somebody who understands what is supposed to be done. It's like asking you to operate a patient. It's impossible for you to do it. You will be so worried what to do, what not to do. Similarly, if you tell me to operate a patient, very easy. To respond to a legal notice, a big question mark,
Yeah.
It does worry people. It's not something nice to receive. And especially if it is a patient that you've really taken care of and worked with, trying to send the patient home after a stint in the ICU and all. It is much more, you feel dejected actually, that this is what the patient thinks of you, kind of. It's not fair.
Right. If you can talk about any case study where it wasn't a case of negligence, but a notice had come and how doctor fought that case and eventually what happened.
This happened to my friend, maybe around 10 to 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. He has his own private practice. He doesn't practice in a corporate hospital or anything of that sort. A patient had come to him, a 70-year-old man with his son, with a swelling in the cheek. There was a lesion over there which needed to be removed. Yeah, and my friend did suspect it would be a malignancy. So he did a complete excision as was the norm and sent it for a biopsy. He also wrote down on the paper. Now see, where I work, we have everything computerized. In those days, there was no computer or nothing. It was just handwritten. So luckily, he had written on his prescription that to collect the biopsy report and follow up with me after 2 weeks. Patient did not come back. So he assumed that patient must be fine. He must have taken the report. Must be nothing in it, And after a year or so, the patient comes back with a huge cancer in his cheek, blaming the doctor. Means actually didn't even come back. He sent a legal notice, you know, that you have I have a case of negligence and my father has developed cancer and you did not do the correct treatment. And he was shocked, you know. Mm-hmm. Now working in a corporate hospital and a corporation hospital, my friend came to me because I'm in a teaching institute. He said, Vachi, this has happened. What do we do? So I said, exactly what happened? He explained to me. I said, so you tell him na ke follow up ke liye aa jao. Let us see the papers, what you've written. The guy came luckily with the papers. My friend took a Xerox of that. And on that, it was clearly written to come back on this particular date after 15 days with the biopsy report, which the patient did not turn up on. And then there was a court case which he put. We had a lawyer, which my friend employed. But eventually, the settlement was done outside court. But in those 1 to 2 months, I could see my friend. He's such a good ENT surgeon. And he was so taken off balance by this. You know, I said, don't worry, you are not in the wrong. But that fear and that upsetness was so much, you know, that my reputation would be ruined. And what is this guy doing? You know, he's wrong. And look at him, how he's blaming me, kind of. Mm-hmm. Luckily, even in the biopsy report, which my friend traced then, the entire margins were clear of cancer. So that means he had removed the entire growth. But cancer is such a thing, it can occur anywhere at any time to anyone, you know.
Correct. So, after 1 month, 2 months, we need to go to back to doctor.
You have to follow up. You have to follow up. Mm-hmm. So we have such patients, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a patient when I was studying, you know, we had a patient who had a growth on the vocal cord. He came to us with change of voice. I cannot speak well. My voice has changed. We did a scopy and endoscopically removed the growth, sent it for biopsy. We told the patient that you come back after 15 days, we'll check the report. Huh? We'll check what it is. The guy just did not come to follow up. He was so happy with his voice becoming normal, you know, and the report came out to be cancer.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to him, but I will still remember, my God, I sometimes feel that we should threaten the patient that you come back to us, like, you know, it should be like that.
It's very important.
Because this has always stayed in my mind and I always tell my trainee doctors that ensure that you have the patient's number. In those days, we never had a mobile also, you know.
No mobile,
not even a chota mobile also we did not have.
Right. Correct.
I keep thinking, you know, what must have happened? Like, he must have definitely developed a full-blown cancer. What did he do? He's never come back.
Patients
are also such, you know, if the symptom is relieved, they don't understand the implication of the report.
Like, and Abhishek, if you can talk about a US psychologist case that we had discussed previously, just to get a divergent view, because that case involved a lot of money, 11 crore, as you told me.
Yeah. So, you know, Prajita, the other case that we spoke about, this was, you know, patient of Calcutta. Right, where even the litigant was a medical professional,
right,
and his wife had you know, received a negligent you know, treatment because of which she ultimately, you know, died, and the case went on for years and years, and finally was decided by the Supreme Court. That the total settlement went upwards of 10 crore. Now that is like a hallmark case, but if I, you know, tell you. More recent examples, just in the last 1 month, right? We have had a case where the patient filed a suit against the doctor, a gynecologist. And the principal complaint was that she gave a medicine which triggered an allergy, right? Because of which she had rashes. Now, you asked Dr. Bachi about reaction. Now, this gynecologist is a client, right? So when she got the legal notice, she was really hassled, right? Very anxious, right? Now, if you ask doctors to give a diagnosis of cancer, they would not blink an eye and tell you that there's cancer. But if you ask them to deal with a legal notice, right? It is not their cup of tea, right? So we calmed her down. And the only thing that calmed her down really was she was instantly able to speak to a lawyer, right? Who gave a clear prognosis to her that, look, this is the legal notice. Don't worry. These are the steps to follow. It's not that tomorrow you can be locked up in jail, right? You know, they start thinking about the worst outcomes.
Right.
So they need to be given a clear prognosis what the steps would be, right? And we fought the case. We looked at all the records. She had clearly asked the patient if the patient had any allergies. You know, and the patient dismissed it, no allergies. So she gave a medicine which reacted and, you know, created rashes. We were also able to establish in the court that she had taken the same medicine before, right? And she had a history of epilepsy, which she did not disclose. Now, when you have all these facts, then, you know, you can get the case dismissed out of the court, right? And the doctor was happy. And I can tell you, 9 out of 10 doctors are more relieved, not because they've won a case, but because their reputation remains intact. Okay. They're much more concerned about the reputation and emotional, you know, connect they feel with the patients and the outcomes rather than, you know, winning a legal battle. This is a case where filed against a radiologist, right? Mm-hmm. And the case was that during the scans, you know, pre-pregnancy scans, mm-hmm. the some congenital disease were not identified, right? The baby was born with a missing foot, right? Mm-hmm. Now, it could have been argued, right? You know, whether it was identifiable or not, what was the right time to do the scan? And there were, and it was a gray area. Now, this mm-hmm. was a case where you cannot blame the patient. You cannot blame the doctor, mm-hmm. right? That's again an area where a professional indemnity can help you, because then you have a court-facilitated mediation, right? Mm-hmm. You got in touch with the opposing party, got an out-of-court settlement done, right? Submitted it to the court, and the matter was settled. Again, something which gives relief to the doctor, mm-hmm. right? When the doctor knows what can be done, right, to and what is the recourse they have, then they feel at calm, then they feel at peace. I think that is what is very critical, you know, to have some kind of a sanity in this atmosphere for doctors.
Right. And Dr. Bachi, now talking about the need of having professional indemnity insurance, and I don't think that it's mandatory to have it in India, but the need is quite important, because even if nurses, the case I discussed, even in that case, doctor could be liable. Whether you have made the mistake or not, or people associated with you, if they have made a mistake, then also you are liable. It's very important to have this insurance. So talk a bit about that. And do you think that it should get mandatory to have it? And in corporate setup, is it mandatory or not? At least by the books.
Yes, I can throw light on both of these. So what I feel is that professional indemnity, a robust professional indemnity, is absolutely mandatory nowadays. Seeing the way in which the world is changing and trends are changing, it is always better to keep yourself safe. It is as important as your life insurance policy and your mediclaim policies. For doctors, it is very important. In the corporate setup where I work, it is compulsory, mandatory, and every year we need to provide proof that we have renewed our indemnity. So similarly, at least most senior doctors have it. But it is the juniors and the recent pass outs who always feel, see, this is a human tendency. It can never happen to me. Yeah. Always. You see these guys on bikes. Mm-hmm. You feel shocked, you know, and you tell them, bhai, every day I am seeing so many accidents. Aisa nahi chala. Aray, aisa kuch nahi hota hai. So it's always that the feeling is always there in the young mind, you know, it cannot happen to me. Toh dusre log karte hai. They don't understand even a simple case of cleaning the ear. You know, so you clean the patient's ear. You see that the eardrum is fine, you give him medications. He goes somewhere else, puts a pin in his ear, breaks his eardrum and says, doctor ne kar diya. I don't know, see how it has happened. You know, anyone can just blame you at any time. You don't need to be doing some major operation to be blamed. Mm-hmm. And so, indemnity is very good for the simple reason. Not only it is the money that is saved, more importantly, as it was mentioned, that it is the peace of mind that somebody who understands is dealing with the patient, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All the recent pass outs, all our junior consultants, will please get an indemnity done.
Correct. And for corporate setup, still it's fine. And there are senior doctors who can maybe look at it, whether juniors have bought it or not. But what about independent doctors working remotely, tier 2, tier 3 cities? So what is needed to get that awareness to them so that they also have these kind of policies?
So I think we need podcasts like this. And we need the media, just as they make us aware that so-and-so doctor was beaten up and all, make people aware that you should have indemnity to save yourself in time, because most of the times you are going to be right. You are not going to be negligent purposely. I mean, it is, I can't even imagine anyone purposely thinking of it. It's like you tell a driver who has had an accident, you know, that you are negligent. Who will want to kill himself? Who will want to, I mean, you know, do something wrong? It, of course, everybody is human. Everybody is capable of making a mistake, but not on purpose. I mean, nobody thinks that let me just kill my patient. It's impossible. Very or let me trouble my patient.
Correct.
So everybody should have an indemnity. Bhale, you start with something small, you know, and then you keep on growing it. As you mature, as you get more experience, as you start doing more difficult surgeries, as you start earning more, in simple words, you know, you can keep on adding to it. You should have something to fall back on in case times go bad.
So, sorry,
I would liken it to mediclaim, you know.
Yeah, that's very important. Now, Abhishek, if you can briefly tell us that what PI insurance is and how much premium usually people may have to pay to get this. Just a bit about that. If people want to buy it, then what do they do?
So, professional indemnity insurance, as the name suggests, it is meant to secure your profession. So, any kind of errors, omissions, or negligence, either actually committed or alleged against your name, gets covered by this insurance. Okay. So, professional indemnity insurance covers two parts. One is the defense cost, and the other is any compensation awarded by the court. So, like I said earlier, 70% of cases get dismissed in favor of the doctor. So it's not necessary that the doctor would have made a negligence or would have been negligent in his actions to invite a court case. Right? Okay. But in all those 70% cases also, the doctor had to pay a lawyer fee. Right? So again, as per statistics, out of all the defense costs incurred, 85% of the cost is spent by the doctor out of pocket, right? So this is where a professional indemnity insurance comes in, wherein you get protected whether or not you were negligent. There would be a lawyer who would come and defend you in various forums. In case you lose the case, then whatever is the compensation awarded by the court, that gets reimbursed by the policy. Now, also what we have done, you know, as SecureNow, we have negotiated a special provision with the insurance company where we would also facilitate out-of-court compensation. Now, what you do not want is that a case should run for years and years, and in the process, there is both mental drain as well as, you know, sometimes risk of reputational loss for the doctor as well. So if you can settle the matter out of court, whether or not you were negligent, right, for the sake of humanitarian grounds, you know, there could be grounds like that, like the case I mentioned to you. Our policy would help, you know, negotiate an out-of-court settlement and get that reimbursed as well.
Right?
And when you think about the cost, you know, it really varies by specialty. So, you know, we have specific costs for a radiologist, a general physician, and surgeon, and anesthetist. Depending upon what kind of exposure you carry, the cost of professional indemnity insurance, you know, varies. But I can tell you that the insurance could be availed for as low as 2,000 rupees.
Okay.
Right? It's not an expensive insurance to buy. It's significantly cheaper than your health insurance and life insurance and directly linked to your profession. Right? So you have to think about this as a provision that you keep aside. Because, you know, the moment, if you don't have an insurance, if you have to hire a lawyer, right, the cost of searching for the lawyer, forget the lawyer fee, the cost of searching for the lawyer will be more than the annual premium of this policy.
Right?
Whereas if you have like a proper professional indemnity insurance, you can call someone like us, would have a, you know, legal panel, and you'd be able to speak to the lawyer without, you know, having to spend any money. So there's a big difference of having a policy and not having one.
Okay, Dr. Bachi, last question to you. So just came to my mind that individual doctors working in corporate setup, they need individual policies. And what about the corporate structure, the hospital? They also need professional indemnity insurance, and doctors also, individual medical professional and entity, both.
Yes, both of them.
And both can be put to question in the legal notice.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Okay, any last word from you?
I would request every doctor today on Doctor's Day to ensure that they are sufficiently protected for their own interests.
Right.
Just as you would go out and spend on eating, drinking, enjoying, bhale, don't go out for one vacation, but make sure that you can have all happy vacations all your life. Because you don't know when something can go wrong. You know, when your time is bad, when something can go wrong, and you imagine nothing can happen, nothing has, suddenly something hits you and you don't know where to stand. Let that situation not happen for any of my colleagues.
Right.
Because I doctor. They would definitely treat a patient perfectly as they would feel is right, you know, up to the best of their abilities. I always believe that.
True.
Go ahead and get an insurance done so that you can have every vacation happening.
Correct. True. True. Very true. Thank you so much, Dr. Bakshi, for having this conversation with us. It's been really great discussing this topic. And thank you so much, Abhishek, for arranging it for us. Thank you.
Thank you, both of you.
Wishing all the doctors a very happy Doctor's Day. Thank you for all the kind service that you do for the society.
I hope you liked the episode today. I am available on X by my handle, @Apri_Sharma. And you can also look for my name on LinkedIn, which is Aprajita Sharma, and you'll be able to find my profile. For more such interesting podcasts, keep tuning into hdsmartcast.com. Thank you.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.